Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thursday before the big weekend, three-day weekend, capping it off with, of course, Monday Night Raw. This Monday, Sprint Center. And, of course, at the center of that maelstrom, the Hurricane, the most
the magic badass villain.
Dude, he has drawn so much heat. It's fantastic. It's watched because he's got a huge match. It's the Universal Championship, only smaller than the Galactic Championship. For the whole shebang, I love watching this stuff. And there is, and it's even more fun if you've got a dog in the fight. So, you know.
Well, it's more fun if they're on the wrong side of it.
Yeah, of course. No, I love, when you're a kid, you always want your hero to be a hero, right?
Right.
But the heel, though, now is the fun one to watch. It always isn't in wrestling.
Born September 13th in Lenexa, Kansas. A three-time Golden Gloves champion and standout football player at Northwest Missouri State University, he spent time with the Indianapolis Colts and Arizona Cardinals before launching a career in pro wrestling in 2012. He's won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale at WrestleMania 32, held the WWE United States Championship, and recently defeated the legendary Kurt Angle at WrestleMania 35 in Angle's last ever match. And this Monday night, he returns to Kansas City as WWE Raw rolls into the Sprint Center. Please welcome WWE star and friend of the show, Baron Corbin.
What are you doing, man?
What's going on, dude?
How's everything? Are you awake this morning? Did the kid keep you up? Are you all right?
I'm wide awake. My wife is a beast. She handles it. Right now, you know, I'm just making myself a coffee, deciding if I want to spice it up or not for the day.
Good. You know what?
Buka make today fun. You know?
It's Thursday, man. Thursday's almost Friday. Friday counts as the weekend, so why wouldn't you?
Well, you know, as soon as Tuesday hits for me and I land, I think it's the weekend.
That's how I feel. I hit Tuesday about at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I go, whew, it's been a long week. I better do something about this.
Yeah, exactly. I woke up at 8 o'clock and was like, ugh. In an early morning, I better do something about this.
You why? Now, you get, by the way, the kid's great. Everything's good?
Everything is amazing.
Excellent. Just want to always
be a maniac. I'm afraid for the world.
Oh, you listen, you and your wife are like a new race of human beings. They're like super fun, in tune, ultra fit, competitive human beings. Like, this kid is going to be a destroyer.
Yeah, as soon as she can, like, function and control her arm, she's going into jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
And I want her choking out four-year-olds in the you know, play centers.
Dude, so when I was...
My wife was kicked out of McDonald's for biting a kid. Mine's going to be doing an armbar. Same difference.
Dude, when I was... years ago, I had a buddy, a super tough guy, and he had a daughter, and I used to give her rides on the motorcycle just around the block. She'd put a little helmet on. She was like 2 years old, and she'd fall asleep. Like, the second you went around in first gear, just... The noise of the motorcycle, she'd be dead asleep, and you'd lift her off, and she'd go in and go to sleep. But as she got older, she definitely showed more characteristics of her dad, and so they were sending home notes about her being really aggressive with these other kids, and she's denying the whole thing. And so we start teasing her one day, and I'm not kidding you. This kid, she's in kindergarten. She turns around and throats me. She gets me by one hand. She goes, boom, like right around the, I mean, straight out of her dad's handbook. And I go, whoa! And she pulls it back, and you can tell she the tiger got out of the cage.
Yeah.
I was like, you want to talk about happy hands, Mick? We're going to talk about happy hands. Yeah, you can
That's
see
awesome.
it's but now you know the family thing is one thing. This Monday night thing, we got to talk about this. This you got a big match coming up, and I love it when they make them universal, you know, or galactic. It's
yeah.
It's fun because people don't get to see you wrestle enough anymore.
Well, lately I've been, that's all I've done.
It's
crazy. We just got off a 2-week Europe tour, and I main evented the entire tour, every single show, all over from France, Ireland, United Kingdom, Wales. One night I had three matches in London. It's getting crazy. I like the introduction now, the added bonus of retired Kurt Angle, because that's pretty epic.
Mm-hmm.
But Monday night, I don't know what else is in store for Monday night. I think I am facing Seth Rollins for the Universal Championship at some point, but AJ Styles also slapped me last week, so I think I need to handle that.
Well, that's, you know, I handle that.
What grown man slaps another man?
A guy with no respect for the other man. That's why you got to handle it.
Cause, exactly.
Because, as you know, that's the insult. There's a punch coming if you keep asking for it. But the first one's like, that's the stop being a bitch.
Yeah. So we're going to have to make him pay as well.
Yeah.
Then we got some more overseas tours coming up. I'm ready to get back to Kansas City. Has it stopped raining yet?
Oh, yeah. Finally. Well, the sun's out. By the way, I just had a thought on the other one. You know the game? Remember the game you used to play where you'd put one hand on top of the other hand and have to slap the top of the other person's hand?
Yeah.
You draw him out with that, but instead of going for the hand, you just light one right across his face.
That's a good plan.
That's a good little gag.
I'm going to do that for sure.
You're like, you think you can beat me at this? I'm the champ at this. You want to do this? And just as soon as he pulls his hand back, you just backhand like, wah, bang.
I can't wait to do that. I can't wait to teach that to my daughter.
That'd be great. Hey, I had another weird thought, too, because you and I both like weird stuff. Not that I ever want him to pass, but when the king himself, Ric Flair, does pass 100 years from now, you know, when you travel, we both go look at weird stuff. Reliquaries, where they keep the bone of a saint, you know, like the finger bone, you know, it's somewhere, a skull, a tooth, a something, but it's all very religious articles. There needs to be a trophy with, like something from Ric Flair. I don't care if it's his penis or whatever, but there needs to be a Ric Flair reliquary trophy.
It just needs to be a statue with just amazing flowing blonde hair.
Yeah, just inside the little glass box like they do in Europe, where they'd always take the most important man, take it, and they were so excited if there was something from him. And I was like, man, that would be the greatest pass-around trophy of all time in wrestling.
That would be epic. He's going to outlive us all, though.
I hope so, man. I sure do.
That man, at this age, just at night, you know, down eating dinner and having a couple drinks, and he will outlive us all.
Man, he is the evil Knievel of wrestling.
Him and Vince are going to be like 450 years old, just having a cigar and whiskey and laughing at all of us.
Well, Vince, I don't even know what to think about him. He's not even human. He may be that reptilian guy.
He might be. He was teasing me the other day. He was squatting 500. He's, you know.
Yeah.
He's up there in age, and he's squatting 500 pounds.
Yeah.
And he also will sneak up on behind you, like he likes to sneak up behind me and hit me. It's like being hit by a Mack truck.
Jesus Christ. That's what I...
When you get that serious whiplash when someone hits you from behind, and you're so angry, but you can't do anything about it.
Because it's Vince. Fun. No, that's what...
I've turned around literally ready to fight before, and seen as him, and he's just laughing at me.
Oh. That doesn't sound fun.
Get away with it. I told him, I said, Vince, one of these times I'm going to get you. He goes, oh, I know. I know you are.
You know what you got to do? You just got to get in so close and then just open mouth kiss him. Just go the other way. He's like.
Then he'd be like, that's the greatest thing ever. We're doing it on TV. Wait, well, time out. It was a joke.
Hey, I think you and I talked about this, but. When NASCAR's been, you know, really struggling with popularity and it's just, you know, it goes in cycles. And I'm like, man, if anybody could do this the right way, it would be Vince McMahon. He could take NASCAR and put the entertainment value back in it the way it really, I believe it needs to be. I think he could turn that thing around and make an incredible company out of it.
Without a doubt. I think it's like anything, like what we do, you know, if you don't connect, if your stars don't connect with people somehow emotionally, because, like, I mean, most people could name five baseball players that they've seen on TV that are probably married to famous women. But,
right. You
know, basketball players, you really don't know many that many guys'
right. Names.
But NASCAR, I mean, I literally couldn't name two drivers. I don't think I could name one of them.
But in the old days, you could, because before what happened was these really wealthy people have tried to clean, because they're wealthy, so they hang out with wealthy people, so they try to make the whole thing like that. And you're like, man, it's about bootleggers and stock car drivers and Hernhardt and the Intimidator. And these guys were absolute criminals in the beginning. And that's the heritage. And you should never make it more than that, because that's what makes it fantastic.
No, it just needs to be a bunch of amazing rednecks that can drive.
Yes.
I went out and did an event in actually St. Louis. I did whatever the circuit below NASCAR is. So these are all the guys ready
ARCA.
To essentially go up. And I did like a whole, hey, I'm Baron Corbin, you know, from WWE. And then I introduced all the drivers. Every single one of them was like a wet napkin. I was like, dude, like, hit a dance pose or like flex
right.
some people or tell some driver he sucks and you're gonna whoop his ass. Like fire me up. But they're all like, oh, hi, how are you doing?
It's still
hey,
show business.
And I was like, oh my goodness, it is. Everything you see on TV or people pay to see is some form of show business.
Of course. I was literally, and this will be a weird story, but they were doing the Big Slick here in Kansas City. And
I'm so sad, by the way. I cannot play and I'll be out of the country.
I know.
I got invited.
Which is great.
Played by the guy from Modern Family, Eric.
Yep. Stone Street.
He texted me and invited me and wanted me to come beat up Paul Rudd. And I was so excited that I finally get invited this year. I can't come.
Yeah, and it's a great event, but you'll make it. One of the first times we were there, Kevin Pollak, and we were all in the outfield doing the softball game or this wiffle ball game at the K. And Kevin Pollak does this insane, you just remind me of it because it's what he said to me. He ran around the bases, made a huge deal, takes his hat off, and as he's turning around, I'm in the outfield, he just looks me in the eye, nobody can, he goes, it's show business, kid, and just keeps going.
And I was, no sell, that's amazing.
And that was it. I'll never forget Kevin Pollak looking at me going, it's show business, kid, and he never forgets that, man, they're there to watch you, not just to go, oh, that's the guy, we know who he is. You got to entertain them. That's the point. And that's why Monday Night Raw, I'd forgotten how much I love wrestling and how good you guys do it. I mean, that Monday Night Raw, it was incredible watching that.
Yeah, and it's getting even better. Like now, we're taking the 10 o'clock hour, which will be 9 o'clock for you guys, and we're going to start pushing the ratings. So it's going to kind of go back in age a little bit to hopefully a little bit of that attitude era, because that third hour, we're going to go from – like essentially, you know, PG and raise it up. So
yeah, because that's the when the FCC kind of lightens everything up.
Yep,
it's
pretty awesome.
Yeah, man. I mean, those are the fun days. I mean, they really were. And today, you guys, listen. I don't think they could have picked a better guy than you, Baron. And I'd kind of gotten away from wrestling, and then you and I got to know each other, and your brother Danny, and that's why I started paying more attention to it again. And I realized how smart it was to bring you in and have you be this heel and running this thing. And it's a really good storyline, man. And it allows you to get in and out of the ring, but it also allows you to be part of that corporate bad guy.
Yeah, and it's so fun. And it's the craziest thing to me is now, like, social media overexposes everything, but it also gives someone like me, like, unlimited ammo. Because all day long, people are tweeting me or, you know, sending me messages on Instagram of what they hate about me. And I go, oh. And everything, why do you wear a vest? I hate the vest. I'm like, well, now maybe I'll wear two vests. They literally tell me how to piss them off. It's literally
right.
taken the effort out of my job, because I used to talk to William Regal, and he said I would sit in the airport, and I would go an extra hour early, and I would just watch for people who I wanted to punch in the face, and then see what they were doing and why I wanted to punch them in the face, and then I would use that.
Sure.
Now people just tell me what makes them mad. Okay.
Well, what was it, David Lee Roth lyric? If you don't want him to get your goat, don't tell him where it's hid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, but that is the fun.
I love it.
Because that's what we all loved wrestling for growing up, man, watching it with Bob Geigel and you know, Harley Race and Ric Flair and all the guys. Rufus, you know, the Freight Train, you know, just Rufus T. Jones, R. Jones. It was so good, man. And you knew who the good guys were, the bad guys were. And you know you can follow the storyline. And that's what makes wrestling so much fun, man. It's the same thing that makes a carnival fun, the same thing that makes rock and roll fun, same thing that makes fireworks fun. It's just good, exactly. Ridiculous fun.
Yeah. I'm just glad I get to be the one that does it. You know, I consider myself lucky. And it's so much fun to watch people have meltdowns over what I'm doing.
So what's next? What are you going to do next, by the way?
No idea. I go day by day. I'm hoping to, you know, we got some big shows coming up. I'm hoping to get in that Universal title race and stay there, hopefully take it away from them. I think I'm due for the Universal Championship. And now, you know, Seth Rollins has got it, so it's there every week, but Brock Lesnar's still around. You know, it's a crazy landscape. So I don't know what's next. for WWE.
What about movies? I was thinking of that the other day. I looked at a picture of you on Instagram, and I'm like, he's got the look. Like, it's just around the corner.
Yeah. No, that's definitely something I want to get into. I know it's time to dabble a little bit, but I want to get into like horror films. I know Tom Savini pretty well, so I've got some good connections, and I think, I mean, how fun would it be to just chase people down with a machete?
What about Eli Roth?
Oh, he's awesome. We actually talk on Twitter every once in a while because he's a huge wrestling fan.
Well, you know,
so I messaged him after he did Green Inferno, and we've kind of just talked and chatted every once in a while since then.
My God, it just occurred to me. Nobody's ever done a 70s throwback, you know, very vintage horror, you know, a la, you know, Hotel Hell, you know, My Bloody Valentine, only with a serial killer, like a luchador style, like nightmare wrestler.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be insane.
It'd be so, because all the things you think are going to hurt them now can kill them. And so instead of bouncing them off the rope, you can literally impale them on the turnbuckle.
Yeah, I'm just, or DDT spikes and stuff.
Oh, the neck just, yeah, when you atomic piles right, their neck just goes to the right.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh.
I'll have to pitch it to him.
Look, we're idea guys. The world needs to listen to us.
Yeah.
Anything?
I mean, the weirdos come up with the best stuff.
Have you, by the way, we talked to Paul Stanley the other day, and that made me jump online and start looking at all the KISS stuff. Have you seen the exact replicas from the KISS tours of all their outfits? Like, you can get a exact replica of the Destroyer Gene Simmons outfit complete with boots.
So I know you're going to get one, and you're supposed to put it in a case, not wear it around your house.
I know, but, oh, you know. Are you kidding me? If you think I'm not going to put lights in the bedroom, hit God of Thunder, and go walking in on Sassy Von Fancy Pants and be like, oh.
You might put it on and just never take it off.
Oh, it'd be. You tell me you wouldn't?
I mean, it would get hot here in Florida, all that leather and stuff. It'd be like just spraying baby powder inside my leather suit the whole day.
You, by the way, how's the dog?
So good. He's awesome, and with the baby, he's even better. Like, he always is, if someone new comes in the house, he stayed in between them and the baby. It's so funny to watch.
It's great. I'm just glad, man. I'm glad about all of it.
He was a bed hog last night, so he was, like, laying on top of me. He's 170 pounds. When he flops on you in the middle of the night, it sucks.
Oh.
And then you try to move him, and he growls at you. He's like, no, this is my bed. You were gone for 17 days.
Right. Right? He's like, yeah, you've moved down one notch.
Yeah. I'm already at the bottom. You know, it goes the baby now, then my wife, then the dog, then the birds, then me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what? The important thing is to know where you are in this world.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it. I don't fight it. That's my sambuca and my coffee.
That's right. That's right. All right, listen, man, I'm hoping to roll out and say, hey, on Monday, we're going to Rocklahoma, which, man, I know you would love this. It's going to be a great three-day event.
I'm missing so many good festivals, and LeJean's playing there Friday.
Yeah, yeah, well, he's playing, yeah, tomorrow night in Kansas City, and then he's playing Saturday in Rocklahoma.
Oh, nice. And Shinedown was there last night. My brother went.
Yep, how was it, did he say?
I haven't talked to him yet. I know Zach texted me and said it was a really good show, so, I mean, when is it not a good show in Kansas City for rock and roll?
Right. Oh, absolutely, dude. And your brother? Your brother's getting married?
He's getting married in September, I think.
Whew. I have to give him the talk.
He's flying out here. He's coming out here in like 2 weeks, so that's pretty sweet. When are you going to get out here?
You have a brand new baby. There's no chance I'm coming in to bother you.
Well, at some point you're married so we can get rowdy. I got way too many bottles of whiskey to
I'm all for that.
Share them.
I've been collecting flamethrowers, collecting fireworks, and a few new other ideas out of Disgrace Land. So next time you get a day off in Kansas City, you grab your brother, and we're going to get in a whole bunch of trouble.
So that week he's getting married, we're going to come the entire week, so we can definitely blow something up.
Oh, have you ever seen a gas mine?
No.
It's, and now, if you're an ATF agent or a police officer, this is just an idea that I would never do. But if you take a 6-inch steel pipe and you put about 50 grams of black powder sealed, you know, waterproof with an electric match in it, and it's hooked to the bottom of the pipe, and you pour 3 gallons of gas loose on top of it, speaker wire it away for the 9-volt battery to that electric match. It makes a Hiroshima level, like rolling fireball, a giant fire donut in the sky.
Well, that's a must, and my wife will 1,000% be into doing that.
Well, again, if you're an ATF agent, we would never do that at the land. So I'll see.
No, only in make believe.
Right, but the make believe is phenomenal, Matt. You're gonna love it. Yeah. It's super fun, dude. We'll get into all kinds of ridiculousness.
That sounds great. Right. I just want a picture of like all of us with flamethrowers and my little baby sitting in the middle of it all.
You know what?
That's
I can
not
do
dangerous
it.
Dangerous at all, right?
I've got three.
Yes.
You know what? We even have a smaller one.
Give it to her. She'll be totally fine. Nothing bad could come of that.
Can you imagine the outrage on the internet if we were to rig a shot where it looked like that's what was happening?
No, here's what I see happening. I'm going to have my new GoPro that I just got. I'm going to be like, hey, let's do this. We hand the baby one. And all of a sudden, she turns on us with it. And it's just all of us running around your yard and compound with a baby chasing us with a flamethrower. Just giggling. She just learned to laugh, and she'll be laughing at us with a flamethrower. Have you ever seen the one where, like, kids are in the backyard with their dad, and they got the garden hose, and they accidentally spray their dad, and then they think it's funny, and they start chasing their dad with the garden hose?
Sure.
That'll be us, but it'll be a flamethrower.
You know, I have been saving a container of fuel thickener known as napalm for just a really fantastic reason.
I will be there an entire week in September.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some experimenting, I think. And
I'll stop by the gas station and pick up 40 or 50 gallons of gas.
What could go wrong?
Exactly. I'll just get a truck. You know those ones you just fill up the back?
Right. Oh, I love Tannerite. God damn, I love that stuff. That stuff, the problem with Tannerite is it's dangerous, but the closer you are, the more fun it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We packed a mini fridge with it one time.
Ooh.
And shot it. That thing went about 300 feet in the air.
There's no chance you're going to make it to Sturgis, is there?
No.
We got a buddy.
Being an adult thing, like, luckily my job is awesome, but being an adult sucks.
Oh, it's terrible. Growing up will let you down every time.
Yes.
It's whenever I see kids, like, I can't wait to be. I'm like, oh, no, you need to stall it at about 23. Like, that's yeah. It.
Yeah. I mean, like, I wish that we didn't have to get a real job until, like, 45.
Mm-hmm. And I'm holding out as long as I can.
That's a lot of people today, I guess. Never mind. So.
I will see you Monday, and man, have a great match. I can't wait to see it in person or see it on television, but either way, man, have a great, great match, and have a great weekend, my friend.
I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate the call, and I will see you soon. Text me if you need tickets to come in and hang out.
I will do, man. Thank you, man. Stay right there. Hold on. Baron Corbin, the great Baron Corbin from Kansas City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.